Our scripture is from John, the 21st chapter. You've already heard some of it told so well by Bruce, and you'll hear more of it told again in a few minutes. But first, I want to just tell you that when I was in fifth grade, I was chosen for the lead in the fifth grade play to be Tom Sawyer. And when I was chosen for this part, I knew that I was destined to great success on the stage, and probably in Hollywood as well, because back then I was watching that Batman show that was sort of like a cartoon, you know, pow, zap, boom. And I was pretty sure that Burt Ward, who played Robin, just wasn't that good, and he could use a replacement. And that could be me, here starting with Tom Sawyer on to Robin. The path was laid out before me. I was so sure that this was true, in fact, that I knew that I didn't really need to rehearse, that I really didn't need to learn my lines, which became painfully clear at the performance when I did not know my lines. Unfortunately, I've blacked most of this experience out, except for one terrible line that was supposed to be something like Tom Sawyer saying, "Well, you can take all of that and jolly well toss it in the Mississippi River." And I said something like, "Well, just take all that stuff and throw it in a jolly hole." That's what I said. It got worse after that. The only other thing I really remember was the teacher feeding me line by line, whispering the line. I would repeat it. The next line, repeat it. Humiliating experience. Humiliating experience. Never again. Never again would I get up on stage. Never again would I get up and talk in front of other people. Well, come sixth grade, Mr. Domrow comes up to me in about November and says, "Greg, I would like you to play the role of the father, Father Milford, in the Christmas play this year. It's going to be done over at the high school in front of, you know, hundreds of family." To which I was, of course, prepared with my response, which was, "No. No way." And he asked again, "No, really, I want you to do this. I want you to do this." I said, "Mr. Domrow, didn't you see me play Tom Sawyer?" Well, he had seen me. He said, "Yes, but I think you can do it. Would you play the part?" Well, when he asked me three times, I finally said, okay, if you think I can do it, I'll try. And I did try, and because of his coaching, because he gave me a shot, we got through the Christmas play. I learned by then that lines did not come magically into your head, that you actually had to rehearse them, you had to learn them, and it all went all right. It all went okay. Well, that story came to mind as I'm thinking about Peter. Peter, who is the leader of the disciples, the leader of the 12. Peter, about whom there are many wonderful and many maybe not quite so wonderful stories in the New Testament. You know, there's only a few stories that are in all four Gospels. There's the feeding of the 5,000, there's the crucifixion and the trial and all those stories, and the resurrection stories that are all a little bit different in all the Gospels. But there's also the story of Peter denying Jesus. Peter, the lead disciple, three times, not once, not twice, but three times saying, "I don't know. I don't know who that is," the night before Jesus dies. And in one gospel, it tells us that the last time Jesus denied him, the last time Jesus turned and looked at him, and looked at Peter, right as the rooster crowed. He was humiliated, devastated. And even later, when he heard, you know, the women came and said, "You know, we saw Jesus alive. He said to come to tell you all and to tell you, Peter, that I'll see you in Galilee." Well, that was hopeful, but still, Peter had to be wondering, what will it be like when I finally come eye to eye, face to face, man to man with Jesus for the first time? Well, that's what the story Bruce told today. That's what it's about. They're at the beach after breakfast. Jesus and Peter, just the two of them, go for a walk. Eye to eye, face to face, man to man. And what does Jesus say to them? Simon Peter, do you love me?
Lord, you know that I love you, Peter responds. And Jesus says, feed my lambs. Then a second time, Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Tend my sheep. A third time. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Feed my sheep. Now, when Mr. Domrow asked me to be in the sixth grade play, he didn't say, Greg, it's really okay what happened last year. He didn't say, don't worry about it. He said, no, I have something for you to do. And when Jesus speaks to Peter, he also doesn't say, oh, don't worry about what happened before. He doesn't say, no, it didn't matter. No, three times he asks Peter, do you love me? Three times. That can't be an accident, can it? And three times Peter responds, Lord, you know I love you. Three times, each one wiping out one of those denials. Until at the end of that time, after the three interchanges, then Jesus says to him the same words that he said way back at the beginning, the first time he ever met Peter. He says, follow me. And so Peter's now restored. He's restored to the place that he had before, and now he knows that Jesus not only has welcomed him back, but now Jesus has a job for him to do. Well, maybe you've failed. Maybe you've fallen short. If you live long enough, you will. Maybe the world has done something to you. And maybe you're there, and Jesus is coming to you. Jesus is coming to you not just to say it's okay, although Jesus does that. Not just to say you're forgiven even. Jesus does that. Not just to say, I love you and I know you love me. Jesus does that too. But to give you something to do. Something important to do. More than just playing a part in a play, but playing a part in what God is doing in the world to make this world the place it's meant to be, where people have enough food to eat and enough food for the soul. So listen, see what it is that Jesus is asking you to do, whether it's feed my sheep, whether it's follow me, or whether it's just asking you to do something for someone else like Mr. Domrow did for me.